Disc 6.
My ships must go upstream, Guthrum said. They are through the bridge? They will still go upstream, Guthrum insisted, thus letting us know that his fleet was below the bridge. It would be better, Ragnar said, if we went tomorrow. In the last few days, the whole of the great army had assembled in Lundain, marching in from the settlements east and north where some had been quartered, and the longer we waited, the more of the precious food supply would be consumed. My ships go upstream, Guthrum said flatly. He's worried, Raven whispered to me, that he can't carry away the plunder on horseback. He wants his ships so he can fill them with treasure. Why let him come? I asked. It was plain no one liked Earl Guthrum, and his arrival seemed as unwelcome as it was inconvenient. But Raven just shrugged the question off. Guthrum, it seemed, was here, and if he was here, he must take part. That still seems incomprehensible to me, just as I still did not understand why Ivar and Ubba were not joining the attack on Wessex. It was true that both men were rich and scarcely needed more riches, but for years they had talked of conquering the West Saxons, and now both had simply turned away. Guthrum did not need land or wealth either, but he thought he did, so he came. That was the Danish way. Men served in a campaign if they wished, or else they stayed home, and there was no single authority among the Danes. Halfdan was the great army's ostensible leader, but he did not frighten men as his two older brothers did, and so he could do nothing without the agreement of the other chieftains. An army, I learned in time, needs a head. It needs one man to lead it. But give an army two leaders and you halve its strength. It took 2 days to get Guthrum's ships past the bridge. They were beautiful things, those ships, larger than most Danish boats, and each decorated at prow and stern with black painted serpent heads. His men, and there were many of them, all wore black. Even their shields were painted black, and while I thought Guthrum to be one of the most miserable men I had ever seen, I had to confess his troops were impressive. We might have lost 2 days, but we had gained the black warriors. And what was there to fear? The great army had gathered. It was midwinter when no one fought, so the enemy should not be expecting us, and that enemy was led by a king and a prince more interested in prayer than in fighting. All Wessex lay before us, and common report said that Wessex was as rich a country as any in all the world, rivaling Francia for its treasures, and inhabited by monks and nuns, whose houses were stuffed with gold, spilling over with silver, and ripe for slaughter. We would all be rich. So we went to war.